Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to have you with me again today. I'm just so honored that you would take the time to study the Word of God. I know your life is going to be blessed by it just in the same way that mine is. And so my prayer for you today is that you are studying the Word and gaining from not only what it has to say, but in your personal relationship with God. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your word again today, knowing that you have given us what you have to say because it's a lamp unto our feet, it's a light unto our path. And so I'm just so honored today that you would give us your word and that you promised you'd be with us by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and also to empower us to live according to that truth. We bless you, we give you thanks today, and we do so for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, That You Remember. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 16, and verse 4. The apostle John wrote how Jesus told his disciples, These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. And in chapter 16 and verse 4 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, These things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. Where we read, But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. The verse reads, But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. John began with Jesus' words, But these things, which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, Jesus' words about people hating his disciples, have I told you, or have I, Jesus, uttered, declared, and proclaimed to you, disciples of Jesus, that when the time shall come, which means, so at the time and moment the season or period of time arises and appears, you may remember, or you, disciples of Jesus, may recall and bring back to mind that I told you of them, which means that which I, Jesus, spoke, uttered, declared, and proclaimed to you, disciples of Jesus, about the people who hated them. John shared how Jesus told his disciples that he was declaring these things to them so they would recall them when the season of opposition and hatred would be upon them. The verse goes on to say, And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. John continued with the words, And these things, which means, And words about people hating his disciples, I said not unto you, or I, Jesus, uttered, declared, and proclaimed to you, disciples of Jesus, at the beginning, which means from the origin or commencement, because I was with you. Or since and on account that I, Jesus, was alongside, beside you, disciples of Jesus. John shared how Jesus reminded his disciples that he told them all these things at the origin of his ministry since he was among them. He didn't tell them that at the beginning because he was among them at the time. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus wanted his disciples to recall his words concerning people hating and persecuting them at the time it appears. Jesus began to speak to his disciples of these horrific behaviors at the start of his ministry, and now the time was approaching for this to be fulfilled. Jesus came to the earth to die on the cross for the sins of mankind. He was raised from the dead 3 days later and returned to his Father in heaven. Jesus knew his disciples would face persecution and hatred when he left them. And he repeated his previous words and thoughts to his disciples to remind them. God desires a personal relationship with every person through his Son, Jesus. And those who yield their life to Jesus will be forgiven of their sins and receive everlasting life from God. Let all who read and hear these words consider the warning of Jesus and be ready to endure whatever part of the hatred or persecution that should come their way. Next time we see John share how Jesus tells his disciples, I go my way to him that sent me. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.